brothers and sisters.
Thank God that He has given us one more opportunity to be found in His house. For this morning's meditation, let's go to the book of John. John chapter
1.
And verse 14.
约翰福音第一章第十四节。
Book of John, Saint John, chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音第一章第十四节。
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音第一章第十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Then we go to verse 17.
然后我们看到第十七节。
John chapter 1 verse 17.
约翰福音第一章第十七节。
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第一章第十七节，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由基督耶稣来的。
Then go to chapter 3.
然后我们翻到第三章。
Verse 36.
约翰福音第三章的第三十四节。
John chapter 3 verse 36.
约翰福音第三章第三十四节。三十六节。
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
约翰福音第三章第三十六节，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
And go to 1 John.
下面让我们翻到约翰一书。
Chapter 5.
约翰一书的第五章。
And read verse 11 and 12.
约翰一书的第五章的十一节、十二节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 11 and 12.
约翰一书五章十一、十二节。
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
约翰一书第五章第十一节，这见证就是神赐给我们的永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
没有神儿子的就没有生命。
We'll pause the scripture reading here now.
我们读经就停在这里。
And we look to God for His help and for His leading.
我们仰望主，祈求他的带领。
Loving Heavenly Father,
满有怜爱的天父。
Gracious God,
恩典的主。
We thank you for this one more opportunity that was given us to come together as brothers and sisters.On this Lord's Day.
我们感谢你再一次给我们机会，在这一个主日的早晨，你又召聚众弟兄姊妹来到你的面前。
As we meditate on thy word,
当我们思想你话语的时候，
Lord, please, Lord, open our understanding.
主啊，求你开我们里面的眼睛。
Especially on me and our dear sister.
主啊，特别是像我，像为我翻译的姊妹，主啊，你让我们里面眼睛得开。
As thou hast considered us today to share thy word.
我们今日来分享你的话语。
Only unless thou speaks, thou prepares us, Lord, we can be an instrument.
主啊，唯有你向我们启示，唯有你向我们说话，我们实在是没有什么可说的。
Otherwise, every word what we speak, it will be only the worldly knowledge.
若是没有你的启示，主啊，从我们口中所出的话语毫无智慧。
So touch me, and our dear sister.
主啊，求你保守，保守我，保守为我翻译的姊妹。
No words of man.
没有人的话语。
Nothing of self.
不是任何关于我们自己的。
May be exhibited.
所有这一切都不会在我们的分享当中出现。
Only what thou desiring, only what thou wants to speak to us, O Lord, thou may use us to share with thy children.
主，在我分享的时候，唯有你越让人听见的话语从我口中而出。
So Lord, please hide me and our dear sister behind the cross.
主啊，真的是求你帮助我，帮助为我翻译的姊妹。
Only thy Son, Lord Jesus Christ.May be seen in our midst.
在我们当中，唯有主基督耶稣能被看见。
He alone may be glorified.
唯有他，唯独有他能够得着荣耀。
And this short time of fellowship around thy word may edify the body of Christ.
在这短短的分享的当中，主啊，愿你在你的会中得着荣耀。
The translation and the words, everything, nothing may be lost.
口中所出的话语所翻译的因着主你自己没有任何会突然返回。
In Jesus name we pray.
我们祷告侍奉基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So my burden, and as I've been sharing in the past, is to bring forth some of the facts or the truth which is in the book of John.
在我前几次的翻译当中，我也跟大家说过，在我里面一直的负担就是把这个约翰福音里面的真理分享给大家。
If you look at the book of John, unlike the other apostles, other gospels,
如果你读这个约翰福音，你会发现约翰福音和其他的福音书有非常不一样。
Is heavenly,
是从天而来的。
And is eternal,
是存到永远的。
So if you look at other gospels, they are.Mostly, if you see them, is related to geographical locations and time bound.
其他的这个福音书，你会看见，它有的时候在讲地理的位置，在讲时间。
Whereas in the book of John, the geography or the time, they all cease, and it is all eternal.
但是在约翰福音中，你看到这些时间、这些地点都是存到永远的。
So one.Word or one thing which comes up very prominently in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音当中有一个非常显著的词。
That is the miracle.
这个词就是神迹。
The Greek word for miracle is, if you translate it, is becomes a sign.
希腊文当中的这个神迹的意思就是表号、记号。
The Greek word is called as simeon. Simeon, the Greek word.
的那个希腊文的神迹这个词是
simeon.
Simeon.
So, what does it mean is that the miracle or the sign, it points out not only to the situation, but it points out more to the person.Who does the miracle?
所以这个神迹的意思就是这个表号不但是指向这件事情的本身，而且指向来行出这个事情的人。
It talks more about or the deeper truth of the person and his divinity.
神迹这件事情更多的是讲到行这件事情的这个人的所事。
So there are altogether eight signs in the book of John.
所以在约翰福音当中有非常多的神迹。
And each of the sign point towards Lord Jesus.
每一个神迹都是来指向基督耶稣。
John's one of the, the John's burden is that through this book, he's seeking and he wants the people to understand who Jesus is.
在约翰福音当中，约翰里面的负担就是让人知道谁是基督耶稣。
And his desire is that he wants each one of us, and even the people who were at those times, to come into fellowship with him.
约翰在这里所想要表达的，就是要让当年、当时年代的所有的人和今日我们在这里的人，让我们能够和基督耶稣能够交通。
So that each one of us can be a continuous instrument.To manifest His glory.
所以我们每一个人都能够成为彰显基督耶稣荣耀的器皿。
So here in the book of John, every sign, every conversation which we see.
所以在这里，约翰福音的每一个神迹，每一次对话，
it reveals more about Lord Jesus than the miracle. Not only the miracle, but it talks more about His nature and who He is.
这一个神迹一次又一次的来显明基督耶稣的所事。
Through this, he wants to establish his testimony.
通过所有的这一些来建立这所有的见证。
So as we read this whole book, this is what will be the whole passages, the whole miracles, and every incident will be revolving around the very nature of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以约翰福音 整本一卷书都是通过神迹来显明基督耶稣的所事。
So we read John chapter 1 verse 14.
所以我们刚才读到约翰福音的第一章的第十四节。
The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音的第一章第十四节，道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
道成肉身住在我们中间。
So in other version it says that the word was made flesh and tabernacled among us.
另外一个翻译就是道成肉身在我们当中支搭帐幕。
So it is related to Lord Jesus, how he spent the 33 and a half years among the people.
所以这里说到基督耶稣在他在世的33年半，他是怎样与人同在。
The one who was seated in the bosom of the Heavenly Father, how he came down on this earth.And he spent 33 and a half years among the people.
说到这一位在神右边的儿子是怎么样在这个地上33年半与人同在，与人交通。
And John and the disciples and all who were there in the era, they saw him, they saw his glory in the form of grace and truth.
基督耶稣的门徒约翰和其他当年代的所有的人看到基督耶稣的恩典和真理。
So, and John says here is that we behold his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father.
所以约翰在这里说到我们见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So this glory is very much different from what we see in the Old Testament.
所以这里说到的这个荣光和我们在旧约福音当中看到的荣光有很大的不同。
So if you see in the book of Exodus,
如果你看这个出埃及记，
and we will not go there for the sake of time, but we go to the book of First Corinthians.
我们不回到这个出埃及记，让我们翻到哥林多前书。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章。
Verse from verse 18 onwards.
十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 18 onwards to verse we read till verse 21.
十八节到二十一节。
For we are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. And the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words which voice that they heard entreated the word could not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned, or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quack.
希伯来书十二章，十八节，你们原来不是来到那能摸的山，此上有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风、叫声与说话的声音，那些听见这声音的都求不要再向他们说话，因为他们当不起所命他们的话，说靠近这山的，即便是走兽，也要用石头打死。所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说：“我甚是恐惧战惊。”
So here there's a passage which is being repeated from what we see in the book of Exodus, that Moses told to the Lord that I want to see your glory.
所以我们刚才读到的这一段和出埃及记当中说到的，摩西对主说，摩西对神说：“我想见到你。”
So when the God the Father, when he wanted to demonstrate his glory, he had to warn the children of Israel, Moses, that no one should go close to him in the mountain where the Father God descended on the mount.
所以当父神要向人显现的时候，摩西告诉人说不要靠近这山。
That glory was so intolerable that even if any man wanted to go and touch that mount, he would have died.
那样子的荣光是和是那样的强烈，让人不能够接近，凡接近的真的是都不能够存活。
So that glory was so intolerable, and it led to destruction.
那样子的荣耀，那样子的荣光是人不可以靠近的，是一个毁灭性的。
Because man in his flesh, he could not dare to even to look at the glory or look at the God itself, because it was only destruction.
因为在肉体当中的人，凭着他的肉体，不能够来看见神的荣光。看见神的荣光，就等于自我毁灭。
But brothers and sisters, we see that same glory now through our Lord Jesus Christ, as He dwelt on this earth, it was in full of grace and truth.
如今这荣光。通过基督耶稣降世住在我们的中间，就是父独生子的荣光。
So the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
所以道成肉身住在我们的中间。
So when God made the tabernacle in the Old Testament,
在旧约当中，当神设立会幕，
everything which was in this tabernacle pointed towards Lord Jesus.
会幕当中的每一个物件都指向基督耶稣。
All the signs, all the ceremonies, and the dress which Aaron wore, and everything which was in the tabernacle pointed towards Lord Jesus.
所有的表记、所有的物件、所有的服侍的人的穿着，都单单指向基督耶稣。
So all this was just only a type which was to be fulfilled.Through the Lord Jesus in the days to come.
在旧约当中，在所有指向神的这一些所有的东西，都要在新约当中因着基督耶稣而成就。
But man tried to focus more on the signs, more focus on the ceremonies and the laws which were given to them.
但是人却常常把眼目聚焦在神迹，聚焦在这些祭司的仪式上面。
That is why in the book of John, John is telling us that it's important for us to know the grace and truth.
约翰福音，约翰在这里想让我们知道，想让我们从里面知道这个神的恩典与真理。
As we start understanding the truth and to know that who Jesus is and how all the ceremonies and all the law and the Old Testament what was mentioned was pointing to him.
约翰想在这里说到所有的祭祀的这个仪式，所有的这个帐幕当中的东西，都是要来指向主基督耶稣。
As you start understanding this more and more truth, it starts opening up and helping us to understand a better perspective of who man is and what is the purpose of God regarding the man.
所以我们通过这一些可以看到人到底是什么，我们到底需要什么。
As you start understanding that He is the embodiment of that truth and all the ceremonies and all the traditions and all what is revolving around, it points to Him.
所以当基督耶稣道成肉身，我们就知道所有的这一些仪式，旧约当中的仪式，神让人知道的是基督耶稣这一个人。So
brothers and sisters, as we go through this passage, it's important for us to understand that we, in many course of time, as we start enjoying these traditions and all what we receive from God, our focus all the time shifts on what we receive and all the traditions and all the things, then focusing on Him Himself.
所以这个约翰福音这一章让我们读下来之后，我们就知道人所有要做的这一些仪式，神的心意是要将神的儿子来启示给人。
As we start understanding more and more of this truth, it sets us free.
当我们在这个真理寻求的路上越走越远的时候，我们就能够越来越得着自由。
That's why John, as Rodney says in book of John chapter 8 verse 31.
所以就像约翰在约翰福音第八章第31节说到的。
John chapter 8 verse 31.
约翰福音第八章第31节.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
约翰福音第八章第31、32节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。” 你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
Yes. So as more and more we start understanding the truth, we start understanding what is of God and what is of man.
所以当我们越来越知道真理的时候，我们就越来越知道谁是神，人又是如何。
Because brothers and sisters, today we are living in times that we have defined so many things through our understanding, on our own belief, and all these man-made traditions, all this which is hovering around in that, we have tried to find Him.
在现今的世界当中，我们常常按照我们自己的想法，按照我们自己的所做的这些事情来定义，而眼目失去了神到底是什么样子。
And we think that is life.
我们认为所有的都是生命。So
we are pursuing after things, and we are pursuing after the needs of this life, and in all these things we are so indulged that we have forgotten to focus on God and the Lord Jesus Christ whom He has given to us.
因为这样的想法，我们就追求世界上的事情，追求我们的身体所需要的，而忘记了神是谁。
So the book of John, in all this through this miracles and through all the conversations, it helps us to have a better perspective of who He is and what He is to us and what He has The provisions is made for each one of us.
所以约翰福音在这个地方就说到神的所事，说到这一位神能够供应给我们的到底是什么。
So this whole book, there are many truths which is expounded to us.
这本书向我们启示了非常多的真理。
So our desire is, and my burden is, as more and more these truths are revealed to us and we understand, we may be able to have a better perspective of what is this life we are living on, what is this, how we need to live this life, and as our brother was shared this song this morning, it was so amazing.
所以我的负担是通过分享约翰福音来看到我们在这个地上存活的目的是什么。就好像刚才我们弟兄所分享的诗歌，如何让我们能够坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
As a hymn, our brother shared that we are so much living in times that we are so much anxious, we are so much burned out, we are so much stressed.
在我们今世的生活当中，我们有那么多的恐惧，那么多的担心，那么多的害怕。
And every day, and including me, we think that as if we are the ones who are driving it.And if you don't drive it, it's going to be a challenge.
就好像很多人，包括我自己在内，我们都感觉到每天我都得需要来做一些什么。如果我不做，这个事情就不会成就。
So, brothers and sisters, my burden and my concern this morning is to bring forth to let us know that God has given us everything through His Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今早我的负担就是。与大家分享，神已经借着他的儿子，把我们所需的一切都给了我们。
And as we start understanding these truths, it is important for us that we apply this in our lives, so our life can be much more peaceful and joyful, and we can all be rejoicing in Him.
所以，当我们知道这一件事情之后，我们的生活会变得更加的平静。更加的有意义。
So having said this, I wanted to start with one of the truths which is very important for us, which will lay the base for us for the rest of the other truths.
首先我要来讲到一个非常根基的一个真理。
So we'll go to the book of John, chapter 3.
我们再翻到约翰福音第三章。
So, but we will read from chapter 2 from verse 24.
约翰福音第二章的二十四节。
John chapter 2 verse 24 and 25.
约翰福音二章二十四节。
But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men. Verse 25. And needed not that any should testify a man, for he knew what was in man.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们。因为他知道万人，也用不着谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。
So, because it says in verse 24, because he knew all men.
二十四节里说到，基督耶稣知道万人。
Then again in verse 25 it says that for he knew what was in man.
第二十五节又说到，因为他知道人心里所存的。
So brothers and sisters, as we know that as we go into this chapter 3, there was already a miracle which happened in the chapter 2.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到这个约翰福音第三章里面说到的这个事情，在第二章里面就已经开始发生。
So what Jesus was saying is that at this point of time itself, the men around and the people were focused more on the miracle and all the incident than focusing on him.
这里基督耶稣知道人把他们的目光更多的注视在他所行的神迹上面，而不是在基督耶稣这个人的上面。
He came to understand the intent and the thought of man.
他开始知道人里面所想的。
So even for us today, all the time, our focus on what we receive, then focus on the giver.
就像我们现今，我们也大部分的时间，我们在注视到我们所得着的，而不是在注视那一位给予的人。
The purpose of Lord Jesus was that through the miracles he wanted to reveal to them and let them know who he is and what was his purpose of coming down from heaven on this earth.
所以基督耶稣在这里行神迹，他的目的是要显明他的所事，他的目的是要让人明白为什么他从天而降，住在人间。
But unfortunately, the man always focused on the miracle, on the benefit, though then on the one who provided it.
但是很可惜，人所注重的是神迹的本身，是神迹能够带给人的好处，最后才想到那个施行神迹的人。
And that is why he says that he did not commit himself to them because he knew all men.
所以这个地方才说到耶稣不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
So brothers and sisters, today itself, this is also one of our challenges. I don't know about each one of you, but this is my challenge.
所以这个对于我们来讲。 也是我们今日的最大的挑战，对于我来说是一个最大的挑战。
We are so engrossed and so involved in what God gives us, and we enjoy it. We focus on and lose the focus on Him, and then we start enjoying and get indulged in the benefit what He's given to us.
我们如此的关注神所赐给我们的，我们享受那些神所赐给我们的，而将我们的目光离开了。
And then when a situation arises,
所以当有情况发生的时候,
then what do you do?
你怎么做呢?
We again start murmuring, grumbling, complaining, and doubting on him.
我们就开始在那个地方怀疑，在那个地方质疑主耶稣。
Isn't it true in our lives?
这些都是出现在我们生命当中的。
So this is, the verse is so It resembles me that how shallow, how limited we are, and we have failed to understand who Lord Jesus is, and what has He done for us, and what is His purpose for revealing Himself to us, and His work which is accomplished in each one of us.
所以这一个经节真的是在我里面有一个很大的开启，让我看到我自己是何等的不来寻求基督耶稣的所事。 是何等的，真的是忽视了基督耶稣他在这个地上的旨意。So
having this thought of this verses where the man was focusing more on the miracles than on the Lord Jesus, let's go to the passage, the chapter 3.
所以这里我们看到人更多的是来关注这个神迹，而不是主耶稣。让我们翻到第三章。John
chapter 3 verse 1.
约翰福音第三章第一节
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Verse 2 The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou dost, except God be with him.
约翰福音第三章第一节有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官，这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比。” 我知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，没有神的同在，无人能行。So
here we see a man of the Pharisees with the name Nicodemus.
这里我们看到一个法利赛人尼哥底母。So
we understand that he was the ruler of the Jews.
我们知道他是犹太人的官。And
as you understand that there was like a Sanhedrin, which was like a supreme court. And they were the ones who were ruling the Jewish nation.
所以他是犹太人的官，就好像现今社会的这个最高法院的法官一样，他要处理这个以色列人当中的纷争。They
had tremendous authority and power.
他有非常大的权力。Now
we see him that he comes to Lord Jesus in the night.
但是我们在这里看到他夜里来见基督耶稣。
Because by that time itself, the Jews were not happy with Lord Jesus, and they were observing him very well, and they were very much upset with him.
因为在这个时候，犹太人是非常不接受耶稣的。
So if he would have gone the daytime, he would have caused trouble.
如果他白天去的话，就会惹来麻烦。
So privately, he goes to see Lord Jesus in the night.
所以他晚上在暗地里来。 找耶稣。
So we see here is that he gets into conversation with Lord Jesus here in verse 2.
在这里我们看到第二节他和基督耶稣有一个交谈。
And he says to Lord Jesus that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him.
他在这里说，拉比，我知道，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，没有神的同在，无人能行。
So he tells to Lord Jesus that thou art a teacher.
所以尼哥底母对耶稣说，你是师傅。
Thou art a teacher come from God.
你是那位从神来的师傅。
So he knows that the teachers, and in the Eastern culture, the teachers exerted a lot of authority and a lot of power in the role which they had.
所以我们知道，老师师傅这一个角色包含了很大的权力。
And he says that except God be with him.
他在这里说到，若没有神的同在，这些神迹你不可能行。
Instead of Lord answering to what he says, we see that he answers in a different way in verse 3.
在第三节，我们看到基督耶稣没有直接回答他的问题，而是用另外一个方法。
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人不重生就不能见神的国。
So here Lord Jesus is making to understand that who he is and what was his purpose of his coming down on this earth.
所以耶稣在这里表明他到底是谁，他来到这个世界上的目的是什么。
So Nicodemus wanted to know from him that whatAnd how, in what basis, was he conducting these miracles? And he wanted to know what authority he carried by which he was able to conduct these miracles.
尼哥底母在这里想知道，基督耶稣是如何来行这些神迹的，又是什么样的权力、权柄让他能够行这样的神迹。
So when we go to verse 3, Lord Jesus is telling him that what the way how I'm conductingFor the way for you to understand how I do it, it's important that you need to be born anew.
所以神在这个地方回答说，你若想要知道我是如何来行这些神迹奇事，你需要重生。
So what Lord Jesus was telling Nicodemus that for you to understand who am I and how you are doing it,You have to come on a different plateau or a different plane for you to understand why am I and how am I conducting these miracles.
所以耶稣在这个地方说，尼哥底母，你要想知道我是谁，你要想知道我有什么权柄，我是怎么来行这些神迹，你必须要站在另外一个地位上。
So as you understand the Jewish belief and the way how they understood, and that is the way how Nicodemus understood that.It was all the time related to the earthly blessings.
但是在犹太人的教导当中，这些所有的信神这件事情都是跟蒙受祝福有关的。
So Lord Jesus was telling him that I come from a different world, and my kingdom is not of this earth. And for you to understand how I do it and who am I, you need.To be born anew.
耶稣告诉他说，我来自另外一个国，你若要想认识我，你必须要重生。
So you are a man and you are trying to understand and know things with a human perspective, and you cannot know them for you need to be born again or born anew.
因为你是靠着肉身，所以靠着肉身你不可能明白，你必须要重生，得着另外一个生命。
Right now you are trying to follow from your own authority, but for you to understand that how I conduct, you need to know the authority of God and to know what is plan and purpose. For that you need to be on a different realm or a different plateau.
尼哥底母他明白他自己权柄的来源，那么要知道。要想知道耶稣行这些 神机骑士的权柄，他必须要来认识这一位施权柄的神，必须要站在另外一个地位上。
So Nicodemus did not understand when he said a born anew. He thought that when he says born anew, it means that the man has to again go into his mother's womb and again be born.
尼哥底母照字面上来理解不太明白，他认为耶稣说他必重生，是指着说他必须进母腹，重新再一次从母腹当中生出。
Then we see Lord Jesus clarifies, how is this born anew?
在这里，耶稣就再一次阐明什么叫做重生。
We see that in verse 5.
我们在第五节当中看到。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
第五节说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So here it says, except a man be born of water and of spirit.
这里说到，人若不是从水和圣灵生。
So we need to understand what is water.
我们要来明白什么是水。
So for this to understand, we have to go to the book of Genesis chapter 1.
我们为了来理解什么是水，我们回到这个创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3.
第三节。
So we read first one, verse 1 and then we read verse 2.
我们读第一节和第二节。
So Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the God moved upon the face of the waters.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
So brothers and sisters, between verse 1 and verse 2, something happened.
在第一节和第二节之间，有一件事情发生了。
As we know that, from the verse 1 to verse 2, that Satan, who was in the heaven, rebelled against the heavenly Father, and he was thrown to the earth.
我们知道，在第一节和第二节之间，撒旦因着他背逆神，被打入人间，被降入人间。
So he was there in the verse 1, and then we see that there was a rebellion of Satan, and for that purpose he was thrown to the earth, and he was thrown out from the heaven and thrown to the earth.
所以我们这个地方看到，神创造天地之后，撒旦背逆神，被神逐出天堂，来到人间。
And for that reason, the Heavenly Father had to bring in waters to make it perfect. Because of the Satan's existence, he had to make everything new through the bringing in waters.
所以在这里，神他必须要把水带进这个世界，因为魔鬼撒旦，因为魔鬼撒旦所破坏的，他必须用这个水来使这个世界。
So the creation was fallen, and he had to restore it back through the waters.
受造物被毁坏，所以他必须带入水来让这个世界成为新的。
So the water speaks of always of burying the past or the old, and everything is new.
所以水在这个地方说到把所有旧的毁坏的。
This is what the Father did, that when the Satan was thrown down, when it was all fallen, he had to bring in the waters to restore back to the original.
所以这个是父神所做的，当撒旦背逆神被驱逐到人间，神必须借着水来使这个世界重新变为新的。
Book of 2 Peter chapter 3,
我们再翻到彼得二书第三章。彼得后书第三章
verse 6,
第四节。
Second,
第六节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 6.
彼得后书第三章第六节。
Whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished.
故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。
So we see that how the waters were brought in to bring in or to restore back and the old was buried.
所以我们在这里看到水是如何带进来的，是如何把这个世界变成新的。
So brothers and sisters, what Lord Jesus was telling Nicodemus, that if you have to be born new, you need to bury the old and you have to come into everything new.
所以耶稣在这里对尼哥底母说，你要重生，你就必须要把那个旧的埋葬，来带进那个新的。
All those things which are not acceptable to God needs to be buried.
所有不被神接纳、不受神喜悦的，都必须被埋葬。
All our intellectual knowledge, all our craftiness, all our human wisdom, all what we think which is belongs to us has to be buried under water.
我们一切所拥有的、属于这个世界的、我们的智慧、我们的才能。所有这一些不属于神的都必须要被埋葬。
And that is exactly what when you have baptism, our brother and sister will testify that now as they go into the water and they rise again, all the old habits, all the old thinking, all the craftiness, all the evil thinking, is everything is going to be buried and when they rise again, they are going to be a new creature.
就像我们常常看到的这个受浸当中的弟兄姊妹，当他们进入水的时候，他们处事的一切，他们的才能、他们的智慧，完完全全的都被埋葬。当他们从水中再一次出来的时候，他们就是一个新造的生命。
So, brothers and sisters, this morning, as we gather around here, we need to ask ourselves: Have we buried all our old nature?Or are we still carrying it with us in our everyday walk of our lives?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们今天早上在这里的时候，我们要思想，我们所有这些属地的这些琐事，是不是已经完完全全的被埋葬，还是我们仍旧把它携带在我们的身上，来过这地上的生活
？That is what you are saying, Nicodemus. Nicodemus, you cannot understand me. You cannot know me with all the intellectual knowledge you have.And trying to understand the miracles, and because your focus is more on how these miracles happen, then more on understanding the signs and all this law which you are practicing all this life, it is all related to me, and it is not anything about to do about the miracles or about the laws.
所以，耶稣在这里说，尼哥底母，你要，你想要用人的智慧来，了解我，来知道我的权柄从何而来是不可能的，因为你所关注的一切就是这个神迹所能给人带来的，而不是在关注这个施行神迹的人。
And it is born of water and spirit.
所以必须要从圣灵和水重生。
So what is this born of spirit?
那么什么是从圣灵重生呢？
It is the life of the Lord.
就是主的生命。
Nicodemus and the whole nation of Israel.
尼哥底母和所有的以色列人。
They were all using their strength. They were all using their understanding to attain the law of God.
他们都在用人的智慧来抓住这个神的律法。
And that is why we could not see any spiritual changes or any moral changes in their lives.
所以在他们的生命当中，你无法看到一点点改变。
Because all the time the focus was on the miracles, on the results of it, more than knowing who God is and what His purpose is accomplishing in my life.
因为所有的时间，人的注意力都在神迹这件事情的本身。而不是在神的所事，而不是在神要在我们的身上到底要实现什么。
So Lord Jesus is telling Nicodemus that I have come down from heaven to the earth.
所以耶稣告诉尼哥底母，我从天而降。
To bring in Lord's authority.
带着神的权柄。
Lord's governance.
带着神的圣洁。
Lord's provision of life.
带着神所赐的生命。
And the wonderful things which He wants for each one of us.
而且带着他所要给世人的这一个最好的礼物。
But unfortunately, people were all the time focused on the prosperity and on the miracles.
但是人的目光永远是注视在神迹，永远是注视在自己的好处。
The Lord Jesus wanted to bring to Nicodemus a new dimension and a new perspective and helping him to understand that where is he and what was his purpose for the mankind.
所以耶稣在这里要带给尼哥底母一个全新的眼光。
And brothers and sisters, this morning, and this is the miracle which God is desiring in my life and in your life.
所以今晨就是基督耶稣要在你我生命当中所行的神迹。
Miracle is not about what God has given us, blessed us with the prosperity or with the health what is given us. The miracle is about the change in my life and understanding why what God Lord is all about and what kind of transformation He can bring into my moral character and in my spiritual behavior.
所以神所带给我们的并不是单单就是祝福，单单就是让我们的给予我们健康，给予我们繁荣，而是他所赐给我们的这个神迹，是让我们能够知道神的所事，能够知道神要在我们身上所成就的，能够来改变我们在这个地上的行事为人的方法。
Brothers, just today we are trying to do these miracles by own efforts, by own actions, then leaning on to the miracle which God wants to perform and accomplish in each one of our lives by changing our spiritual and moral behavior.
但是很可惜，今天的世人是想靠着自己的智慧，靠着自己的行为来行这个神迹。
Brothers, just as I share with you, as I stand here, I can testify in my own life that I can say that I am also, as God has worked a miracle in my life.
今天当我站在这里，我可以跟弟兄姊妹说，神也在我的生命当中行过无数神迹。
But the challenge with each one of us,
但是对于我们每一个人来讲，
is that we are trying to use our old self, our old nature,to know the new things which God is teaching to us.
我们能不能用我们的老我，用我们天然人来明白，来理解耶稣在这里要教导人的？
We are trying to stitch a patch of a new cloth onto an old cloth.
我们在这里是要把旧布缝在新衣上。
So what will happen?
这样会有什么事情发生呢？
It will be spoiled.
所以这个新衣服也被弄坏了。
But for us to take the new thing from God, we also have to become new. We have to also bury the old nature. We have to come together all together new day by day.
所以要让我们得着这个新的，明白这个新的，我们也必须要有一个新的生命来接受。
And as I was saying is that this is what God has done in my life.
就像我刚才所说的，这是神怎样来改变了我的生命。
As I stand here, I can tell you that when I look into my past, a man who was so selfish, a man who was self-driven, all the time thinking about myself, I can see the way how God has transformed me, the way how He has changed my spiritual behavior and my moral character.
所以从我自己的身上，我看见当我回望的时候，我是如何从一个那样自私，那样完全靠自己行事的人，来变成如今的我，变成这个在属灵上面愿意圣洁，在行事为人上面愿意圣洁的人。
Brothers and sisters, as I stand here and as I reflect upon my past, I can tell you is thatThere are so many areas where He has worked in me, and He has deleted away, and He has made me to bury them.
在这里， 当我回望以前的时候，我可以看到神在我生命当中所行的神迹，他是怎样改变我。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be born of water and spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须从圣灵与水重生。
Then only we'll be able to come into real relationship with the Heavenly Father.
所以这样我们可以能与父神有一个真实的关系。
Then we can understand Him more and more. We can understand His plan and purpose for us.And where we can see that our life will be more satisfied and content and full of joy.
然后我们才能够明白神给我们开辟的道路，神在我们身上的旨意，我们才能够在每日的生活当中有那样子的满足，有那样子的喜乐。
The whole purpose of God revealing the tabernacle to the children of Israel because He desires to dwell among the man.
神变成帐幕住在我们的当中，目的就是为了能和我们有交通。
And now today, He is desiring to dwell in each one of us.
所以这也是神今日在你我身上的意愿。
Full of grace and truth.
他在我们的当中充充满满的有恩典有。
As we start understanding more and more truth of about Him and who He is, and truth about ourselves.And knowing more of what is God and what is man, we start understanding a better perspective. We start understanding the real purpose of why God has chosen each one of us.
当我们越来越明白真理的时候，我们就会越来越明白神是谁。我们也会越来越看清我们自己是谁。
My ability, my wisdom, my education, everything has to be nullified, and we have totally submit ourselves.And bury them, and understand what is God working in me. Everything has to be new, and it has to be in the Spirit.
我自己的能力，我自己的才能，我自己的智慧，这所有的一切都必须被埋葬。所有的这一切被埋葬之后，我们必须要有一个新的生命来活在这地上。
Brothers and sisters, let's ask ourselves that today our thought processes.How are we today? Are we content? Are we enjoying this peace? Or each day we are only simply murmuring, complaining, grumbling, and doubting?
今日我们来默想来看我们自己的时候，我们是否以基督耶稣为满足，还是我们日日都在为我们所面临的事情在那里发牢骚？
If it is so, we are living.By our own strength.
如果我们常常对我们所面临的不满，我们可能没有在他的里面。
We are not willing to allow the things to be buried.
我们可能还在那个地方阻挡，不愿意将我们里面的不讨神喜悦的东西拿去埋葬。
We don't like to come to the God and to be proved guilty because.We feel uneasy.
我们作为人的天性，我们不喜欢神的光，不喜欢被说为有罪，因为那样会让我们感觉不舒服。
And that makes us so heavy.
让我们的里面感觉到很沉重。
But God is interested in each one of us.
但是神在这里告诉我们。
He wants to set His authority in each one of our lives.
他要在我们每一个人的生命当中。立定他的权柄。
Man's interest is always to possess the things on this earth.
人所想望的就是这个地上的所有。
Accomplish something big, do something great.
成就一些大事，成就一些引人瞩目的事。
But the Lord's interest is to put everything, all this, under the cross, and to allow His Son to work in each one of us.
但是神的旨意是让我们把这所有的一切和他的儿子一起钉在十字架上，好叫他的儿子能够在我们每一个人的里面来做事。
Francisco, this is the greatest miracle which God wants to accomplish in each one of us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神要在我们每一个人的里面所行出的这一件神迹。
Like during the time of the book of John, we see that the people were limiting themselves to the feeding of 5,000. They are feeding through the water turning into wine, And that is where they are living to them, more than understanding the one who is creating them and understanding the one who has done this to know what his plan and purpose is for us.
所以在这个约翰福音当中，我们看到人都在注意这个水杯变成了酒，五饼二鱼喂饱了5000人，但是人没有看到做这个事情的人是哪一位，他为何要做这样的事情
？Brothers and sisters, what a joy it is! What a satisfaction it is when you're able to see these miracles in the lives of our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们想想看。 这个重生的这件神迹，如果能够出现在我们的弟兄姊妹当中，如果能够实现在我们的弟兄姊妹每一个人的身上，我们将会如何的欢喜。When
you see these living miracles, how your heart is so full of joyful and rejoicing and satisfaction.
当你看见这每一个活生生的神迹的时候，你的里面是何等的会被这样子的喜乐充满。
Brothers and sisters, when I come to the house of God, when I see so many of our brothers and sisters, how they willingly, joyfully do things for you, it shows the way, the miracle which God has brought in their lives.
当我来到这个神的家中，看到有那么多的弟兄姊妹，他们愿意摆上，愿意服侍他人，在我看来，这一切就都是神在他们身上神迹的显明。
When you have a brother who is willing to do things for you again and again, what a joy and what, and you can see that what kind of miracle it is.
当弟兄姊妹愿意舍己，一次又一次的为他人行事，这就是神迹一次又一次的在他们的身上成为现实。
When we all come together and when we pray for our brothers and sisters and when we see them in the house of God rejoicing and in midst of us, it's a miracle.
当我们来到神的家中，当我们聚在一起为弟兄姊妹祷告，这件事情的本身就是一件神迹。
When you see your brother not in the house of God, and when you pray for him, and when the whole church is praying for him, when you see in the house of God, it's a miracle.
当一位弟兄离开教会，不在我们的当中，当你看见弟兄姊妹横切地为这一位弟兄祷告，当他再一次出现在这教会的时候，这个就是神迹的实现。
Brothers and sisters, we are so blessed.
弟兄姊妹，我们是何等的蒙福！
That God has revealed His Son to each one of us.
神把他自己的儿子给了我们每一个人。
And day by day, is manifesting and revealing more of His to each one of us.
日复一日，他把他自己的琐事更多的向我们来显明。
We will go to the verse, John chapter 3, verse 14.
我们现在翻到约翰福音第三章第十四节。约翰福音第三章第十四节，我们的圣经。约翰福音第三章。
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音第三章第十四节，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So here is the incident which Lord Jesus is referring to Nicodemus about the wilderness, in the wilderness when Moses was with the children of Israel.
所以在跟尼哥底母的交谈当中，耶稣说到摩西在旷野举蛇的这件事情。
So where the children of Israel are murmuring and complaining, and where the wrath of God falls on him, and that the children of Israel were all getting destroyed.
当人在那个地方不停的抱怨，当神的震怒落在人的身上的时候。
So when God tells Moses to build like a brazen serpent and he puts it on a cross and tells the children of Israel that all those who see that brazen serpent will be saved.
神让摩西 造一条铜蛇，并且挂在木头上，凡仰望那铜蛇的，就必得救。
So, Lord Jesus is telling Nicodemus that the way how Moses was lifted up, the same way the Son of Man will be lifted up, and all those who see him will not perish.
所以耶稣在这个地方告诉尼哥底母说，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来，一切信他的都要得到永生。
So brothers and sisters, the same way like the children of Israel, they were murmuring. It's not that they did not see the signs, but they were murmuring and complaining and grumbling. But when they saw the lifted up serpent on the tree, it saved them from death.
所以在这里我们看到以色列人在那里发怨言，并不是他们没有得到什么，但是他们就是不停的在发怨言。神的怒气显在他们身上的时候，他们知道只要他们抬头举目望见铜蛇，他们就会得救。
Lord, my sin, my murmurings, my complainings,
我们自己也有我们每一个人的抱怨。
And for that reason, the death was supposed to come upon me.
按照常理，这个死亡应该落在我们身上。
But in thy grace,And in thy mercy, thou hast made this provision of the Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
但是因为神的恩典与怜悯，因着神赐下他的爱子。
As I look to him, and I see beyond, and see him as the embodiment from the heaven, who has come down to rescue me and to save me.
当我转眼看神儿子的时候，当我转眼看这一位从天而降来救赎我的主的时候。
And to take in my punishment.And the curse which was on me.
耶稣就把我身上所有的罪，把我身上所有的咒诅都放在他的身上。
Not only I can be saved, but to come with a newness and to a different experience and a better divine experience which is from thee.
不但我能够被拯救，而且我的里面得到了这个新而又新，这个圣洁的生命。
And this new life which thou hast given to me through the Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
这个新的生命是借着神儿子给到我的。
What a miracle it is.
这是何等的一样神迹。
That through this mortal body which God has given to us, that he wants to manifest the glory and he wants to use each one of us.
他把这个生命给我们，为了是要来更加彰显神的荣耀，更加借着我们每一个人来彰显神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is a miracle.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等的神迹。
Miracle is not, of course, we can limit to what God gives us the provision for what we need to sustain. But the greatest miracle is the way how our spiritual and our moral character is, our well-being is.
神所施行的神迹不单单是要赐给我们肉身所需的，神要在我们身上所实现的神迹更是他在我们身上要成就的，因着他的生命在我们里面有改变，让我们能过一个容神一人的生活。
Miracle is when through the physical sight you don't see an end of it, you see only that it is getting darker and darker, but in those darkness you enjoy the presence of the Lord Jesus.
这个神迹是让我们在黑暗里的时候不是越来越感觉黑暗，而是能够见到这个光。
And when you enjoy the fellowship with the brothers and sisters, when you are together, that beauty, that joy is much more immense than the things and the possessions of this world.
当我们弟兄姊妹聚集，当我们弟兄姊妹在神的家中的时候，这一种喜乐是比这个世上的喜乐无法比拟的。
That joy is American.
那样喜乐的本身就是一个神迹。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord help and encourage each one of us to understand and to know who he is and the provision what he has given to us, and through him we may enjoy the joy and the satisfaction, and so that each one of us can be a miracle in individual life, in the family life, in the corporate life, and wherever God has kept us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的是求主来帮助我们，真的是让他自己的生命在我们的里面，让我们 能够每日都有这样子的满足，每日都有这样子的喜乐，无论在我们的学校的生活当中，我们的职场上，我们与家人相处的时候，让这样子每这样子的神迹一次又一次的从我们的身上得着实现。
And this is the life which God is wants us to live, and the life is in His Son.
这就是神让我们所拥有的生命，就是借着他儿子要有的永生。
I just conclude with one psalm, and it is one of my favorite verses. It's in Psalms chapter 17. And forgive me for taking time, but Psalm 73.
我们最后再来分享诗篇。
Psalms chapter 73, verse 25 and 26. Psalms 73. Then on the point. So I'll read in the meantime. Whom have I in heaven beside thee, and there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee? Verse 26. My flesh and my strength faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
诗篇第73篇的25节，除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。感谢。